The last time Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited the White House, this is all the public saw of him. Many saw that as a diplomatic slap. But this time, the cameras were back in the Oval Office for his meeting with President Barack Obama, shaking hands and answering questions. The pictures and words meant to send the message that the partnership, according to the White House, is, quote, one of the closest in the world.
The extraordinary friendship, an enduring bond. We are committed to that special bond.
One of the key issues of contention has been settlements. Israel has continued to build in East Jerusalem despite U.S. objections. And coming up this September, Israel's temporary moratorium on settlement expansion in the West Bank is set to expire. Mr. Netanyahu is under increasing pressure to lift the ban, and the president didn't publicly pressure him not to.
My hope is that once direct talks have begun, well before the moratorium has expired, that will create a climate in which everybody feels a greater investment in success. Not every action by one party or the other is taken as a reason for not engaging in talks.
For his part, the Israeli Prime Minister said he is ready for peace and direct talks with the Palestinians, hinting he'll prove it soon, but leaving out the details.
The President and I discussed concrete steps that could be done now, the coming days and the coming weeks, to move the peace process further along in a very robust way.
At least one Palestinian leader is skeptical.
Moving from indirect to direct talks does not mean much. And in my opinion, the big problem here that remains is the inability of the United States to exercise any pressure on Israel to move forward in the direction of real peace.
And on one point where the U.S. seemed to be pressuring Israel, a bit of backtracking. After a review of the nuclear non-proliferation treaty backed by the U.S. called on Israel to sign on and admit its suspected nuclear program, President Obama now says the U.S. policy hasn't changed.
We strongly believe that given its size, its history, the region that it's in, and the threats that are leveled against us, against it, that Israel has unique security requirements.
Security requirements the Obama administration wants to make clear are paramount, regardless of other disagreements. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.